trouble and trials.
Almost over, see what the Lord has done.
Keep your land
trim and burning.
Your land
trim and burning.
Keep your land
trim and burning.
See what the Lord has done.
Thank you, everybody. We're Hot Rise. We're glad to be back at the Ryman Auditorium. Glad to be with you here on this beautiful Thursday evening in Nashville, Tennessee. So it was nice also to have Eddie Stubbs introduce us. Great thanks again to Eddie. Just a treat for us to be around him wherever he is. Such a good guy. Great musician. Knows so much about so many different kinds of music. You guys are lucky to have him on the radio all the time. And I believe we're on the radio right now as we speak. So more people out there, welcome to our portion of the show too. I'm going to take a minute and just introduce the guys in the band to you with a banjo from Niwot, Colorado. He's originally from the great state of New York. He's been to college more than the rest of us combined. He is also the former president of the International Bluegrass Music Association, founding president, was for many, many years. A guy really helped get that organization going. Dr. Banjo himself, Pete Wernick on the banjo. With a mandolin, he's going to play some fiddle later on. He's from Wheeling, West Virginia. He's the current president of the International Bluegrass Music Association. And a talented guy, songwriter, good cook, good skier, and a very hospitable host, as we're finding out this week. Give a big hand to Mr. Tim O'Brien on the mandolin, fiddle, and the lead vocal. With a guitar. He's kind of in a samba mood here this evening. Not somber, samba. He's a wonderful musician and he's been playing all our shows with us this summer. Local guy, I know you guys know he is, Mr. Brian Sutton. Very talented from Asheville, North Carolina. Now living here in Nashville. Yes. You can if you want.
Okay.
You don't have to.
I know I don't have to, but I just thought I'd, just for a little variety, you know.
All right.
We got a guy here on the bass. He's been playing with the band about 24 years, off and on, mostly on. And a personal friend of mine lives in Boulder, has a wonderful radio program called E-Town. Anybody listen to that? E-Town? It's a good one. It's on locally. He'll tell you more about that later if he remembers. Let's hear it for our wonderful bass player and singing man, Mr. Nick Forster.
It's so exciting, Pete. I don't know. It's very exciting. Thank you. One of the fellows who's not actually traveling with us now, but he used to for many years, was our road manager and sound guy, a guy named Frank Edmondson, who's currently out with Alison Krauss and has been for many years. Very just good all-around guy and a great friend of ours. He helped write this next song we're going to do. It's one that Pete and Frank made up while Frank was driving the bus. And Frank was kind of, you know, Pete was distracting him, trying to keep him up one night. And Frank was saying, "How about B-flat there?" Pete would say, "B flat. Wow, okay. I'll check it out." And they made up this song together. It's called Frank's Blues. Wow.